You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Noon on hump day, halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. It's all downhill from here. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get into an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. The back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well. This is checking in on some of the unhappiest sports cities around the country in about 20 minutes as well.
Yeah, okay, because I was looking this up. I just saw this video, and we talk about sports cities, and nobody more mad than Dallas.
Nobody's more mad than Dallas.
They got SMU students at an SMU game, all right, because fire Nico Chance at the Coliseum while he's in attendance.
Are they going to kick them out too?
Yeah, they're mad.
Do they have the power to do that, or just at Mavericks games? Yeah, they are, and they should be.
He's traded
Luka Doncic.
They mad.
You crazy?
Yeah, man.
I don't know. Maybe my what am I being about this? Just like unrelenting and sarcastic. I don't know what I'm being. Maybe I'll be totally wrong about my reaction to this, but I don't think I will be. But yeah, they should be mad. The guy traded 25-year-old superstar
reason. And as I was talking yesterday, we talked about it. I'm not saying that people shouldn't be mad.
Yeah.
I'm talking about some of the reaction that's past just being a sports fan, man.
There's
a line to that. Yep. That's usually what I'll usually be talking about. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, you should be mad.
Yeah.
You know, they traded the best player, the second best player in the organization ever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sure there's some other ones, you know.
No, Dirk's one.
No, Dirk is one by far.
And I guess maybe there's some guys that you might – I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah.
How many guys have been first team All-NBA five times?
Probably not.
How many times they've been in the NBA Finals? Right?
Dirk and him.
That's it. So.
Yeah. But I think that, you know, the ownership, like, they kicking Luka in the ass. They really, really are. As far as Dallas, as far as him leaving,
yeah, because that's fine. When you look at,
and you remember, we mentioned out there, like, Jason Kidd not doing the post game presser. You know what I mean? I like when people. When players piss off reporters and everything. I love it. That's my – because I love to see them get all of their damn feelings about it. But for him not to do that, it's something.
Yeah. I mean, I think every instance is different. Like, if, you know, if you're doing it and it's kind of, you know, whatever, to stick it to a reporter, that's fine. If you're doing it because of this, that's different.
Yeah, I don't think
he's trying to make reporters
No,
mad.
He's pissed.
I think he doesn't want to talk because he's worried about what he's going to say.
Yeah. Jake is like – all right, officially.
All right, here's what I really think.
This was some beep and beep beep beep, and I didn't know beep and blank, 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 Nico.
Yeah, exactly. Because at the end of the day, like, Jason Kidd, his whatever legacy, whatever you call it, status as an NBA person is cemented.
Yes.
He's one of the best point guards ever. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Like, he's got a championship there, by the way, with that team.
Yes.
And he's been pretty good as a coach, too. Like, he's had some success as a coach, too. Like, if Jason Kidd just woke up today and was like, you know, I don't really care about this anymore. I don't want to do this. I don't want to work for this guy. Let me go to a press conference and say how I really feel. His life doesn't change other than that he's not the coach of the Magic or Mavericks anymore. he'll get a job somewhere else.
Yeah.
Somebody would hire him, even if he did that.
But yeah.
And he's an NBA legend either way. So, yeah, they're in a bad spot right now.
Yes.
But we'll get to that. We'll get to that. I saw one of the Steelers fans spent a lot of money to put up a billboard about Mike Tomlin.
What is, oh, really?
We'll get there. We'll get
oh,
there.
Okay.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. I can't wait to see it.
We'll get there on all that. I just, with the Kevin Durant 30,000 point number, that's insane, obviously. Eighth guy in NBA history. I couldn't help but just go to Greg Oden's basketball reference page.
Come on, man.
I just wanted to see how many career points he had.
You know that Miss Brenda
I know.
Is in Portland listening to us.
No, I'm not trying to rub it in.
No,
it's not. Sucks. I wanted Oden to be great.
It's not rubbing it in. It's that. That's the same thing that we talked about with Caleb yesterday. Read the room, Andy.
Well, I'm not going to not do this just for, I mean, no offense to Brenda, but I can't be making programming decisions just based off one very nice lady 3,000 miles away from here. Just out of curiosity.
All right.
Because that was the number one pick in the draft that year. He was the number one pick in the draft that year, which, you know, at the time wasn't crazy. Like, he was really good.
Yes.
And it was still kind of the back end of centers in the NBA doing that kind of stuff. How many points do you think he scored in his career? Because Kevin Durant, the number two pick in that draft, just got to 30,000 last
night. I'm going to say Greg Oden scored 6,500 points.
You're going to have to take that number down a little bit.
Get the out of here.
You're going to have to go lower than 6,500. You're going to have to go down.
3,000?
You're going to have to go lower than 3,000.
Damn. 1,000?
You have to go lower than 1,000.
Greg Oden scored less than 1,000 points?
Greg Oden scored 840 points in his NBA career.
Well, I mean, he was hurt the whole time.
Pretty much. Yep.
Damn.
Pretty much. I don't know, but see, that was kind of interesting, right?
Yes, it was.
So sorry to Brenda, but I'm glad I looked it up. That's crazy. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
800.
Should I look up? Now, just I'm curious. Has Kevin Durant ever had a season in his career where he scored less than 840 points?
No.
He probably hasn't. Once in 14-15 when he got hurt.
When he hurt his foot.
His high for his career in a season was 2,500. Three times as much as Greg Oden scored in his entire career.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy. Again, sucks for Greg Oden. Everybody was rooting for him. All right, here's Cam Newton maybe picking his words poorly.
Let's put it in perspective. You're the top pick because what?
Where you play?
No. You're looking at it from a personal situation. I'm talking about from the professional situation. You're the top pick because that was the worst team in the NFL the year before. For me, I wanted to be the number one pick. You could potentially be the first pick, but bro, you have no way of impacting the game like a quarterback does. You can lock down the number one receiver. You can make impact plays on offense all you want, but it's still not like a quarterback. My issue is when I was the first pick, I wanted to a locker room of losers. Guys didn't know how to win. Ooh. Guys didn't know how to prepare. It was a culture shock for me. The games don't mean a lot to a lot of people in the league like you would expect. It's just money. Not everybody has capabilities to be impact players. They're just players.
Ooh.
Tough to hear.
Yeah.
You're one of those guys like Steve Smith or...
Yeah. I think, you know... God, dog, Cam. All right. So... You think about when Cam came in, Cam Heisman Trophy and everything, goes to Carolina. I remember Cam's first game out there in Arizona and went bonkers and everything like that. And Steve Smith and everything like that. And they moved Steve Smith so Cam can be the unquestioned leader of this football team. You got to phrase that differently, bro.
Got to phrase it differently.
You got to phrase that differently, man. Because Greg Olsen – was Gio there yet? Because I remember, I don't know if the Bears traded him there yet.
I don't know.
Because I know
there's a lot of really good players.
There was a lot of good players.
The team wasn't
team.
Good, obviously.
Obviously, because they didn't want to pick.
Yeah.
But going in there saying you're losers. Now, you think about him, like his MVP season will go down as one of the best individual seasons in NFL history.
Mm-hmm.
This dude was unreal. And he did carry that team.
There were grandmas doing the dab.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Grandmas
this
were dabbing.
Dude was a fun. This dude.
Remember
had,
that?
This dude had Charlotte Liddy. Can I say that?
Yeah, no, it's the best it's ever been.
Yes. Had him Liddy. But you got to use a different word.
You have to.
Losers.
And that's my thing about Cam right now is I really like Cam Newton.
Cam Newton.
Obviously loved him as a player.
Love Cam Newton.
I think he adds a fun perspective in his role.
Yes.
As a member of the media.
I love Cam.
And an interesting perspective sometimes too when he'll actually go there. But I think oftentimes he's sort of, you know. I don't know. He hasn't figured out exactly yet how to give strong opinions and say it how he means it.
Yeah,
like they're like, but the problem is that's his job now.
Right.
So like, it's Cam's job to make himself clear.
Right.
And he doesn't do a very good job of making himself clear. Now, he hasn't clarified that statement yet. A lot of his former teammates have come out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Steve Smith not pleased.
What did Steve say?
Not pleased about being called a loser.
What did Steve say?
He tweeted some stuff. He's not happy about it.
Yeah, I mean, but you understand that.
But
yeah, and the thing with Cam,
it's your job.
Cam
to be clear.
Cam and the Panthers have a really funny relationship. It was a bad breakup. Now, if I'm Cam, I'm pissed at y'all too, because y'all running back missed T.J. Watt off the slot and ended my damn career, you know. But then you think about, saw Cam talk about the fact that, you know, they had an overseas game and all the alumni. You have Gio, you got TD, you got Steve, you got all these alumni over there. And yet you don't bring the most popular one.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm pretty sure it's something like that. But the loser thing, yeah, Cam, just a different phrase.
Now that it's your job to phrase things correctly, you got to work on phrasing things correctly. Because it's not the first time he's sort of said something and it's like, I don't know if that's how you meant it.
Right.
They need to fix that relationship. There's no reason for the Panthers and Cam Newton not to have a healthy relationship.
Exactly.
Now, different ownership than was there when he was there. This owner doesn't seem like he's going to be, like, quick to try to –
mid that raise, because he was the owner when Cam left.
Yeah, so I don't know, but I think it would be smart.
Yeah.
Don't do what the Lions did and wait 25
years
to
bring one of the best players in your history.
Because Cam Newton is the greatest Panther of all time.
I think he is.
Right?
Now, and the Panthers have some great players. Hall of Fame, you had Jordan Gross, left tackle. You had Pep.
Yeah.
I mean, you had Sam. You had so many great players.
Steve Smith,
definitely.
Greg Olsen.
Gio.
Luke Kuechly.
I think,
damn.
I think he's really good players,
really,
man.
Good players.
I just think Cam was the best, the most polarizing player of them all.
Only guy that ever won an MVP.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Get to this Dak sound.
Okay. Yeah. Here's Dak Prescott saying they're close.
I feel like we compete with the Eagles and beat them for the most part when we played them. I don't want to say check the record when they're the guys holding the trophy right now. So credit to them. They've earned it and they deserved it by all means, but very close, especially when you even watch the NFC game, the NFC championship. And those two teams that we battle against each and every year a couple of times. And as I said, feel confident about we've gotten the better part each and every time. To see them, to see it in such a dominating fashion, credit to them. It's our turn and it's on us.
You got to air some questions. Dak was at a cancer fundraiser for children.
Yeah.
That's where he's at. And you act, come on, man. Come on, man.
Well, the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You're going to ask him about
it. Come on, man. But, I mean, Dak should be aware of the fact is that, look at your team.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And look at the personnel on your team.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't close.
You're not close. Yeah. It's also a tough one to say, because look, over the course of his career, yeah, I think they've got a pretty good record against the Eagles.
Yeah.
This year they lost 34-6 and 41-7.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Sometimes Dak. Just Dak, Micah.
Mostly Micah.
Let it go.
Jerry.
Man. Y'all aren't that good.
No.
Y'all just aren't.
You're not.
All right? Y'all aren't.
Yeah. Speaking of Dallas.
Let it go.
They're part of it. They're part of one of the cities that's going through it right now. We are, too. I mean, I'm not going to lie about it. It's tough times. Always has been, usually. We're just going to kind of check in on the Sports City Misery Index coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.